morning. This month, we are studying the power of release. So what we want to learn and practice this week is to free ourselves from ingratitude, including taking God, others, and ourselves and the good earth for granted. We want to learn to free ourselves to live more thankfully and happily. We want to learn to appreciate and prosper. Let's look at eliminating ingratitude. It's so apropos that we are studying the power of release this month of Thanksgiving. Charles Fillmore called the mind power we all have renunciation or elimination. We are not to renounce or eliminate from our lives the joys, healthy pleasures, fun celebrations, abundance, peace, and plenty. Just the opposite. We want to renounce and eliminate those limiting attitudes, ways of talking and acting that sabotage our good from being expressed more fully. Louise Hay has a book out called You Can Heal Your Life. In it is a chart of all the ills you may have, what their probable cause is, and the new thought pattern that you need to adapt to heal it. She should know she healed herself of cancer this way and then worked with AIDS patients. For instance, it says in her book that if you have tetanus or lockjaw, the probable cause is a need to release angry, festering thoughts. And the new thought pattern is, I allow the love from my heart to wash through me and cleanse and heal every part of my body and my emotions. But why wait until you get sick? Why not do positive affirmations now and keep yourself healthy? Give thanks for your ears, for they represent the capacity to hear. Say, thank you, God, for my ears. I hear with love. Give thanks for your face, for it represents what we show the world. Say, thank you, God, for my face. It is safe to be me. I express who I am. Give thanks for your eyes, for they represent the capacity to see clearly, past, present, and future. Say, thank you, God, for my eyes. I see with love and joy. Or your nose, for it represents self-recognition. Say, thank you, God, for my nose. I recognize my own intuitive ability. Your mouth, for it represents taking in of new ideas and nourishment. Say, thank you, God, for my mouth. I nourish myself with love. Give thanks for your neck, for it represents flexibility. Say, thank you, God, for my neck. I am peaceful with life. Or your shoulders, for they represent our ability to carry out experiences in life joyously. Say, thank you, God, for my shoulders. I choose to allow all my experiences to be joyous and loving. Your arms, for they represent the capacity and ability to hold the experiences of life. Say, thank you, God, for my arms. I lovingly hold and embrace my experiences with ease and with joy. Your elbows, for they represent changing directions and accepting new experiences. Say, thank you, God, for my elbows. I easily flow with new experiences, new directions, and new changes. Your wrists, for they represent movement and ease. Say, thank you, God, for my wrists. I handle all my experiences with wisdom, with love, and with ease. Your hands, for they hold and handle, clutch and grip, grasping and letting go, caressing, pinching, always of dealings with experiences. So say, thank you, God, for my hands. I choose to handle all my experiences with love and with joy and with ease. Your fingers and toes, for they represent the details of life. Say, thank you, God, for my fingers. I am peaceful with the details of my life. Be thankful for your back, for it represents the support of life. Say, thank you, God, for my back. I know that life always supports me. The right side of your body, for it represents giving out, letting go, masculine energy, men, and the Father. Say, thank you, God, for the right side of my body. I balance my masculine energy easily and effortlessly. The left side of the body, for it represents receptivity, taking in feminine energy, women, and the mother. Say, thank you, God, for the left side of my body. My feminine energy is beautifully balanced. Give thanks for your hips, for they carry the body in perfect balance. Major thrust in moving forward. Say, thank you, God, for my hips. Hip, hip, hooray. There is joy in every day. I am balanced and free. Your legs, for they carry us forward in life. Say, thank you, God, for my legs. Life is for me. Your knees, for they represent pride and ego. Say, thank you, God, for my knees. I am flexible and flowing. Your shins, for they represent the standards of life, breaking down ideals. Say, thank you, God, for my shins. I live up to my highest standards with love and with joy. Give thanks for your ankles, for they represent the ability to receive pleasure. Say, thank you, God, for my ankles. I deserve to rejoice in life. I accept all the pleasures life has to offer. And give thanks for your feet, for they represent our understanding of ourselves, of life, and of others. Say, thank you, God, for my feet. My understanding is clear, and I am willing to change with the times. I am safe. For if you appreciate, you prosper. But if you belittle, you lose. Charles Fillmore wrote in his book Prosperity, "You should expect prosperity when you keep the prosperity law. Therefore, be thankful for every blessing that you gain and as deeply grateful for every demonstration as for an unexpected treasure dropped into your lap. This will keep your heart fresh, for true thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it and increasing its productiveness." When Jesus had only a small supply, he gave thanks for the little he had. This increased that little into such an abundance that a multitude was satisfied with food and much was left over. Blessing has not lost its power since the time Jesus used it. Try it and you will prove its effectiveness. Same power of multiplication is in it today. Praise and thanksgiving impart the quickening spiritual power that produces growth and increases in all things. It says in Luke chapter 9, verse 12 through 17, "The day was drawing to a close, and the 12 came to him and said, 'Send the crowd away so that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside to lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a deserted place.' But he said to them, 'You give them something to eat.' They said, 'We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people.' For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, 'Make them sit down in groups of about 50 each. They did so and made them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And all ate and were filled. What was left over was gathered up, 12 baskets of broken pieces." Notice that there were 12 baskets left over at the feeding of the multitude, indicating that there is enough and more than enough to meet every need. Remember, 12 is a number of wholeness or completeness. There is a saying, "When you drink from the stream, don't forget the spring." Thankfulness is remembering to appreciate and care for the spring, as well as enjoying the water we partake of. Our good flows to us through many wonderful channels. It says in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, "On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, 'Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to him, 'Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well.'" The Bible tells of the 10 lepers whose Jesus encountered and blessed. All were cleansed or healed. Only one returned to thank Jesus for his help. Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? 10 had gotten over their terrible problem, but only one returned to give thanks. Jesus said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." 10 were healed, but only one was made well or whole. Thankfulness made the difference between getting over a problem and really being whole, well person. Let us always remember to return, recognize, and support the channel through which we receive our good. Let us support our church, and all the good being done for us and the many lives touched by this ministry. Let's apply appreciation in our lives. A writer once decided to write a letter to a former high school teacher who was an inspiration during school. He wanted to tell her what she had meant to him and how she had influenced his life. He received a letter back. She wrote, "I cannot tell you how much your note meant to me. I am in my 80s now. I live alone in a small room, cooking my own meals, lonely and like the last leaves of autumn, lingering behind. You will be interested to know that I taught school for 50 years. Yours was the first note of appreciation I have ever received. It came on a cold, blue morning, and it cheered me as nothing has in many years." Think of someone you especially want to thank this Thanksgiving season. Tell them, write to them. You will bless their life and your own as well. It's a divine sequence that Christmas follows Thanksgiving. It is our thanksgiving that helps us receive the Christ consciousness. Let us free ourselves to experience more of the abundant good that is ours to find and share. Praise God that good is everywhere. Praise to the love that we all may share. The life that thrills in you and me. Praise to the truth that sets us free. Happy Thanksgiving. I would like to close with a meditation, but first, a silly little Thanksgiving poem. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white, but I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all, pass the cranberries, please." So may your stuffing be tasty, and may your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious, may your pies take the prize. May your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs. So let's do a closing meditation. Just relax in your seat and concentrate on your breath. Breathe in, breathe out, and know that the divine plan for me is perfect. I am held in the mind of God as a complete and perfect expression of life and truth. No power can hinder nor mar this inner image of reality, for it is God-given and God-kept, God gave and God will keep. The great personality of God is my personality. The limitless knowing of the Spirit is my knowingness, and the one mind is my mind. All live in one infinite being, and each manifests the one who is formed through and in all. Man is the personality of God in manifestation and cannot be left without the inner witness of the Spirit. I now realize that the infinite personalness of the Spirit is my personality, and I rejoice to know the truth about myself. God is my personality. Today I realize that I am one with the all good. My God and I are one. I cannot be hid from his face. I behold thee, O Most High, enthroned in my temple of flesh. Thy secret place is within me. I feel thy presence. I hear thy voice. I rejoice in thy light. Today my body responds to the divine behest. Be perfect. I know of my perfection and wholeness. I am complete and perfect now. Let every thought of disease flee from me and let thy light shine. O light eternal, O light of my life, I come into thy presence with joy and thanksgiving. Within thee is fullness of life. Within thee is complete joy and everlasting peace. Within thee is all. Thou art in me as I am in thee, and we are all in all. My life is full and complete within me, and that life I give to all men freely. From all I receive again that which I have given, for it is one in all. I am one with the fullness of all life. I am complete in thee. Almighty God, everlasting good, eternal Spirit, maker of all things and keeper of my life, thou art all. Infinite presence within, in whom we all live, joy supreme, flooding all with gladness, I adore thee. Eternal peace, undisturbed and quiet, I feel thy calm. O thou who dost inhabit eternity and dost dwell within all creation, who dost live through all things and in all people, hear thou my prayer. I would enter thy gates with joy and live at peace in thy house. I would find a resting place in thee and in thy presence live. Make me to do thy will, and from thy wisdom teach me the ways of truth. Compel me to follow thee, and let me not pursue the paths of my own counsel. O eternal and blessed presence, illumine my mind and command my will, that my soul may be refreshed, and that my life may be renewed. As deep cries unto deep, so my thought cries unto thee, and thou dost answer. I am renewed and refreshed. My whole being responds to thy love, and I am complete in thee. All my ways are guarded and guided, and I shall live with thee eternally. O lover of my soul and keeper of my spirit, none can separate us, for we are one. So shall thy wisdom guide me, thy presence dwell within me, thy love keep me, and thy life envelop me now and forevermore. I rest in thee, and so it is. Amen.